I wondered how it was that my grandfather, a burly Lithuanian farmer-logger named Herman Lutkus, who moved to the Wisconsin North Woods in the early part of the last century, began to write poetry. I might now have my answer. It could be due to his connection with Enos Hayward. Iowa-born Enos Franklin Hayward, known as the Poet of the Pines, lived beside Haymeadow Creek, a creek winding along Old Highway 45, the former Highway 32, 2 miles north of the town of Conover in Vilas County. Hayward lived off the grid, but in close range to the Rummel's Road flag stop. Flag stops were the pauses trains made upon rider request. From his modest wood cabin, chunked with plaster, Hayward put into verse his observation and his values. It was prosing he did between hunting, farming, and clearing 80 acres, without use of dynamite or stump pullers. The pace of Hayward's life became more deliberate, in contrast to his former years, time spent selling real estate and roaming the country hawking garment cutting machines. Perhaps it was the elimination of that bustle and noise that allowed creative thought. The first of Hayward's books, published in 1904, was Two Bits. It was followed by Monologues, Hayward's Philosophy, Philosophy of Rhymes, Poems from the North Woods, Souvenir, Barbershop Chatter, Moccasin Trails, and Kitty Jingles. Northwoods was released in 1922. It's a 176-page poetry journal that describes land clearing, highway construction, and home building in a manner, his publisher said, appeals strongly to men who have struggled and either won or lost. Hayward's philosophy was one of optimism, offering a smile no matter how the wind blows. The Boston Globe in 1922 thought Northwoods was a worthy read. Their reviewer opined, "Those who are looking for new sensations will like the poems. The author has true poetic insight on many topics." A gentler way of life is something Hayward seemed to embrace in Northwoods. "I've been out in the world with its noise and confusion, where selfishness reigns in the getting of gold, where to advocate honor is deemed an intrusion, where virtue and manhood are openly sold. I've been longing to hear the word welcome again. It makes this old world seem a whole lot more cheery. Seems just like sunshine after the rain." Those who experienced our recent prolonged winter will appreciate Paradox But True from Hayward's Northwoods that states, "I love the winter's chilly blast, the snow and sleety storm, but love them most when they have passed and it is nice and warm." Despite his authorship, Hayward lists his profession as laborer and farmer in both the 1910 and 1920 census. It wasn't until 1930 that he felt bold enough to call himself an author and writer. As for Hayward's connection to my grandfather, I discovered through records that my grandfather had lived with the poet and his wife, Ava. During the time Hayward wrote Northwoods, Hayward then was with my grandfather when he bought lumber and hardware so that he, too, could forge his own pioneer life. Today, the bugle calls from Sandhill Cranes continue high above Haymeadow Creek at the former Haymeadow Farm, just as Hayward described in 1922. The wild birds fill the air with song. But the ordinary-looking cabin that Hayward carved out of wilderness near the Rummel's train stop is just an empty shell. The building's walls tilt in haphazard angles where a clearing meets a woodland, perfect dowel joints spread wide apart and no longer functional. I believe it was in that rustic cabin that my immigrant, barely English-speaking grandfather, between his violin riffs and attempts to get his checkers kinged, acquired an interest in poetry. And to think he was taught under the wing of one of our area's most prolific poets, Enos Hayward. To me, a person who loves to write and tell stories, this discovery is anything but ordinary.